I'm a professor in the Department of Exercise and Sports Science at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. I love talking about health. I love, you know, debunking some of the myths that people have about their health. Oh, here's a good one. When I was a kid, my parents wouldn't let us go into the water after eating a meal, you know, to go back to swimming.
It's false.
I looked into the medical and the scientific literature, couldn't find one example or case study of drowning or even near drowning from someone who ate a big meal and then went back in to the water and went swimming. So I used to tell my kids that because that's what my parents told me.
Guess I'm a bad lifeguard. Sorry about that.
I started teaching health and wellness courses at the college and university level probably 20 years ago. And college students can be a pretty tough group to motivate.
Yeah, true.
I kind of picked up that the students liked these myths because every once in a while they'd say, oh, my parents were totally wrong, and they'd laugh and they'd get excited. And then I'd share the research on these myths. True or false, reading in low light causes vision damage.
Well, I've heard it forever. I think I believe it. Yes.
My kids just devour books. So I'd find them underneath their covers with a flashlight reading a book, you know, be like, oh my God, your eyes are good, you know. But that's not true either.
Interesting.
So sitting too close to the TV, reading in low light, none of that'll damage your vision.
Oh!
Vitamin C helps prevent colds.
Just remember being pumped with orange juice when I was a child. If I coughed.
It turns out that that's not the case.
Really? Huh.
Well, here's a good one. Eating sugar makes kids hyper.
I teach swim lessons, and generally the kids, if they have a lot of sugar, they're really energetic when they get in the water.
I think that's true.
Probably a dozen, maybe 15 well-conducted, well-controlled scientific studies says absolutely not.
I'm flunking this test.
Going outside with wet hair increases your risk of catching a cold.
Well, if you're cold and wet, kind of, it would... You'd be closer to get a cold.
It's pretty interesting, but in order to catch a cold, you need to be exposed to a cold virus.
Being wet wouldn't give you a cold, but you'd end up with one, likely.
That's not true either.
He's the professor.
I'm not trying to push any magic pills here or get people in shape in 7 days or 7 hours, but I think there is a strong educational component to this.
The poor professor has an uphill battle, but I'm not sure what he achieves when he wins it.
Oh, I had another one just popped into my head. Eating carrots improves your vision.
Yes.
You don't believe that one?
No.
You believe, okay.
Good to know, though.
My grandmother told me to stop drinking coffee and I'll stop getting freckles, okay? So that's where I started to hear a lot of this stuff.
Here's a good one, especially for people in Wisconsin. Drinking beer in moderation is good for your health.
Yes. From personal experience.
Some experts say it can help increase our good cholesterol levels, can help decrease our bad cholesterol levels. Sometimes it's really hard for people to take the beliefs that they have and to replace it with other things that people, new material that people are trying to teach them. I guess especially if that comes from their parents or their grandparents.
A lot of that stuff is ingrained in you, and even if you find out the truth, you'll forget it.
If you're questioning something, there are credible sources of information. It might not be your mechanic, it might not be your hairstylist, it might not be your mother or your uncle or your cousin.
I'm gonna pretend like I didn't hear these answers so I can continue to live in my myth.
I love talking about myths and misconceptions.
Well, I guess we're just all suckers for little tidbits, little factoids that don't turn out to be factoids at all.